Welcome to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker.
This is Evangelist Henry Walker. Thank you for tuning into our broadcast today. Today I want to start a new message talking about our Heavenly Father being a finisher. What He started in our lives, our purpose, our destiny, He will complete. As long as we turn our flesh over to Him, allow Him to mortify the deeds of our flesh, and conform us into the image of Yeshua, He will finish our purpose and our destiny. Please turn with me to Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. Being confident of this very thing, that He which had begun a good work in you will perform it unto the day of Yeshua. He will complete it. Please turn with me to Exodus chapter 12. One thing that the Father wants to finish is this year. See, so many base their spiritual walk from January 1st to December 31st on a Gregorian calendar, and you can't do that. January 1st to December 31st is for tax purposes only. But we have to base our walk with the Father on His calendar, which is the Hebrew calendar. And Nisan 1 is the beginning of the year, and this year it's going to be April 8th. 6 o'clock on April 8th starts the new year. So He's still trying to finish up the year, and so many people have cut Him off. Like they're in control and say, well, this is the end of the year, Father. No, He still wants to do a work in our lives. He works with us on a yearly basis, and the year is not finished yet. He wants to finish the year in power and might in our lives. Bible says in the book of Psalms that He wants to crown the year with fatness, blessings, and He's not finished yet. Please turn with me to Exodus chapter 12, starting in verse 1. And the Father spoke unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Now, what month is He talking about? Go with me to Exodus chapter 13, verse 4. This day came you out in the month Abib. Another name for Abib is Nisan. Nisan 1 is the beginning of the year according to our Heavenly Father. And that's what you need to gear your walk with Him. He's still trying to do a work in us and through us. So allow Him to do so. It's just so very important. Again, Nisan 1 is April 8th at 6 p.m. So let Him finish up this year. Let Him work some things out in our lives that He wants to. He's conforming us into the image of Yeshua, and He's still got a work in our lives to do to prepare us for the new beginning. He's preparing us for the new beginning. So let Him finish it. Hallelujah. Go with me to 1 Kings chapter 19. 1 Kings chapter 19. Again, we're talking about Him finishing. 1 Kings chapter 19. In chapter 18, we have a scene where Elijah stood against the 850 false prophets. And our Heavenly Father came through for him and burnt up the sacrifice, the rocks, and licked up the water. But in chapter 19, verse 1. 1 Kings 19, verse 1. And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, and withal how he had slain all the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger unto Elijah, saying, so let the gods do to me, and more also, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time. And when he saw that, he arose and went for his life, and came to Beersheba, which belonged to Judah, and left his servant there. He was afraid. Fear came upon him very successfully. Verse 4, but he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a juniper tree and requested himself that he might die and said, it is enough, Father, take away my life, for I am not better than my fathers. And an angel came and touched him, gave him some food. And verse 8, and he arose and did eat and drink and went in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights into the Horeb. It's just incredible when the Father strengthens us, how much we can do. And he came thither in verse 9 into a cave, and he lodged there. And behold, the word of the Father came to him and said to him, what are you doing here, Elijah? He said, I've been jealous, and I'm the only one. Verse 11, and the Father said, go forth and stand upon the mount before the Father. And behold, the Father passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains and broke in pieces the rocks before the Father. But the Father was not in the wind, and after the wind an earthquake, but the Father was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire, but the Father was not in the fire. And after the fire, a small, still voice. See, Elijah got his eyes off the Father and his power and his might, and got his eyes focused on Jezebel. And that spirit tried to corral him and tried to get him to commit suicide. It's a powerful spirit. But he had gotten his eyes off the Father. And remember, the Father Everything is created by the Father and for the Father, and by him all things consist, whether it be thrones, principalities, mights, or dominions. So the spirit of Jezebel reports to the Father, Elisha got his eyes off of the Father. Don't let that happen to you. Keep your eyes on the Father. There's things that are happening in the world, strange things, prophecies being fulfilled, but don't get your eyes off the Father. He's got all power. Verse 13, so when Elijah heard it, that he wrapped his face in a mantle and went out and stood in the entering in of the cave. And behold, there came a voice unto him saying, what are you doing here, Elijah? I still got a purpose for you. I'm not finished with you. He's not finished with you out there. He's not finished. He will complete it as you allow him to. You may not like your life up to this point, but he can make something brand new. He can do a new beginning. Verse 14, he said, I have been very jealous for the Father, because the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thy altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword, and I only am left, and they seek my life to take it away. He really got his eyes off the Father. And the Father said unto him, go, return on the way to the wilderness of Damascus, and when thou comest, anoint Hazael to be king over Syria. See, he still had a work for him to do. And Jehu the son of Nishi shall appoint to be king over Israel, and Elijah the son of Zaphat of Apollimahola, thou shalt anoint to be a prophet in thy womb. And it shall come to pass that him escaped the sword of Hazael shall Jehu slay, and him escaped from the sword of Jehu shall Elisha slay. So he still had a work for him to do. And he still got a work for you to do. Allow him to complete it. Allow him to complete it. Please turn to Exodus chapter 3, verse 1. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father and in law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert. And an angel from the Father appeared unto him in the midst of a bush, and a bush was burning but not being consumed. And he was really trying to show Moses that, Moses, look, your life, you're not consumed. Nobody can consume your life. I got my hand on your life. Moses was afraid of being killed, and he ran. And he got Moses' attention by seeing this bush that was burning but not being consumed. Verse 7, and the Father said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and I've heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. See, the Father knows all, omniscient. And I've come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of the land unto a good land, unto a large, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and Jebusites. See, the Father wants to bring you out of something where you are and bring you into something even greater. Allow him to do so. Allow him to totally transform your life. Turn everything over to him. Don't hold anything back. Don't hold any relationship back. Any situation in your life, turn it over to him. And he'll bring you into purpose and destiny. Then he said in verse 10, come now therefore, and I will send you unto the Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. Moses said, who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh? But he said in verse 14, the Father did, I am that I am. Everything that you need me to be, I will be. And he's saying the same thing to you today. I will complete your purpose. I started it, I will complete it, but allow me to do so. Don't be fooled by what's happening in the world. Maybe something happened in your job and they're coming against you. But see, the Father controls everything. Don't try to win the battle yourself. Turn the battle over to the Father. He told David, the battle is mine. He told Jehoshaphat, the battle is mine. He's telling you, the battle is his. He wants to prepare a table in the midst of your enemies, right in front of your eyes. He wants to do it and show them his power and you at the same time. But allow him to do so. He said he's going to bring him out. Exodus chapter 14, verse 1. And the Father spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, that they turn and encamp before Phil-Heroth between Migdal and the sea, over against Baal-Zephon, the devil's territory. Maybe you feel like in the devil's territory, but the Father is going to bring you out and bring you into something better. And you know the story. The Egyptians followed them. Verse 13, and right in front of the Red Sea, Moses said unto them, fear ye not, stand still, and see the Father's salvation, which he will show you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you shall see them again no more. The Father shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. It's just so very important that you see this, that he wants to bring you into purpose and destiny, and only he can do. It doesn't matter who's gang up against you, because they can't stop you. If the Father be for you, who can be against you successfully. Another thing I want to mention, I've been mentioned on previous broadcasts over the last week or 2 weeks, is that I have a message on my website, henrywalker.org. It's called Divorce and Remarriage. It's a very important message. And if you've been divorced and people are telling you you can't get remarried, you need to read my message, search out the scriptures that are there, go to the Father, and find out what He says for you to do. Don't listen to people. Listen to Him. He'll direct you maybe to the right people, but He will tell you the truth. And if you're in a situation, a marriage, and you want to get a divorce, go to my message, read the scriptures, and go to the Father, and ask Him to tell you what to do. There's so many people that want to tell people what to do, and it's not from the Father. They're not reading the word properly. They're not seeing the meaning of the words in the Greek. So it's so very important you read that message. It's on henrywalker.org. Click on messages, divorce and remarriage. But let's go to the Father in prayer right now. Father, I just thank you for this message. I thank you for the anointing. Father, I ask you to heal people, set them free, do a miracle in their lives right now, Father, in the name of Yeshua. Amen. I want to tell you some more about this ministry. Again, this is Evangelist Henry Walker. My website is henrywalker.org. About 250 prophetic messages on there. I've also written 3 books. One is called Seasons, which talks about the feast days of Yeshua, how He fulfilled every one of them with the exception of 3, which He will fulfill. I've written a book called Noon, which talks about each month of the year on the Father's calendar and how the Father did things in the Word on those months. He wants to repeat on those months, but you need to know when they begin and end. I've used that book in conjunction with my biblical calendar page on my website at henrywalker.org. You can see when each month begins and ends up to the year 2020 on both calendars, and when each feast day begins and ends up to the year 2020 on both calendars. And also, in that book, Noon, there's certain hours of the day that the Father did things in the Word. He wants to repeat them on those hours. It's incredible. He has a certain hour of the day when His healing anointing flows more than any other hour, and you need to know that. And you need to know the day runs from 6 p.m. to 6 p.m., Genesis 1, evening, morning, with the first day. It's just so important that you get that book. It's powerful. And a third book I've written is called Demystifying the Trinity, which explains the Trinity, and that'd be such a comfort to you. And you can get these books by calling me. First of all, I want to sell them to you at our course, which is $5 each. And if you have no money, we'll send them out to you free. Just call me at 772-801-3677, 772-801-3677. Or you can email me by going to henrywalker.org, click on contact, and send me your name and address, and I'll get the books out to you. And don't forget that this broadcast is on 7:15 a.m. and p.m. if you miss it, but you can also go to WCNO.com, click on demand, click on God's Timing is Everything, and you go back to any previous message. Also, before I end this broadcast, as I mentioned in previous broadcasts, there's a doctrine going around called Kingdom Now, which teaches that we believers are going to set up a kingdom here on the earth before Yeshua comes back. It's very dangerous. It's demonic. It tries to set up people to be like little gods and teaching like name it, claim it. We can only claim those things that the Father puts on our hearts in Psalm 37. And He wants to make sure that character can withstand the blessings that He wants to give us. So He's trying to form our character. And that's why it's so important to know when His new year starts, so He can finish this year and develop a character even more before the new year according to His calendar, which is April 8th this year. So remember to next time, this is Evangelist Henry Walker saying, greater is He that's in you than He is in the world.
Thank you for listening to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker. More information about New Life Revival Ministries and Apostle Henry Walker is available at henrywalker.org, or you can contact Apostle Walker at 772-801-3677, or you can write to him at New Life Revival International, P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida 34979.
When you're injured in an auto accident, you need an attorney who can help. Hi, I'm auto accident attorney David Walker here in Stewart. I've been practicing auto accident law on the Treasure Coast for more than 35 years, and I've raised my family here, I've supported our schools, and I've been active in our Treasure Coast community. I'm located on the corner of Tanner Highway and Southeast Central Parkway here in Stewart in the 4-story United Way building. I'm attorney David Walker, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, and I'm available at 772-286-8686.
Godfrey Electric is a fourth-generation, full-service electrical contractor serving St. Lucie, Martin, Palm Beach, and Broward counties. Godfrey Electric specializes in industrial, commercial, and residential electrical